Welcome to the My Crazy Office Podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Katherine Crowley. They are committed to helping you navigate the hardest part of any job, the people. And now, here are Kathy and Katherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Katherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
And welcome to our returning guest, Erin McGuire, who we love. Thank you for coming back.
It's so good to be back. This is the third time, ladies.
Is it that many?
Do you realize what Norm was to Cheers, I am to My Crazy Office podcast.
Three is the charm.
Regular, yeah.
You are.
I would say a regular, yeah. I mean, since we've only been up for 4 months, something like that.
It's still good. The odds are still good. Makes me look impressive.
What's going on? Anything our listeners should know about you?
Well, let's see. I'm looking for stand-up bookings, so okay. Everybody out there can book me for the month of June. And then July, things start to pick back up again. I was telling Logan that I'm doing a show called... A show at Cape May. Cape May, New Jersey. Cape May Summer Club.
Oh, that should be great.
They've given me 20 minutes to do whatever I choose.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Come and watch me offend Cape May. I'm sure it's going to be very entertaining. Yeah, it's a long time. And he has a band. So I'm going to be singing and doing some comedy styling.
That sounds really fun.
On the Jersey Shore, yes. So that's July 26th and August 30th they have booked
that's
me.
Cool.
I know.
Good.
I think it's fun. It's going to be...
What's the name of the venue?
I think it's called the Cape May Summer Club.
All right, Cape May Summer Club.
That's beautiful. Here,
check it out. We're on Facebook. I just liked us on Facebook.
Good.
So that's something.
All right, why don't we go to our first question?
We got good questions today.
Yes, you do.
My boss's emails upset me. He says things like, let's circle back, then he doesn't. What does that mean anyway? Or he might say, looking forward to your thoughts, but he never makes the time to hear anything I have to say. What's up with this guy?
He's blowing you off.
These are email blow-offs, right?
I don't know. I mean, I think circle back is...
What is... I've never heard of that term in my whole life.
Circle back means it's a total stall tactic,
yeah, it's a stall,
right?
Yeah.
It means I never want to talk about this again.
Yeah. See, my theory on this is different. I think that this guy has a book that says it's called... Top 10 Things a Powerful CEO Should Say.
Oh.
And that he doesn't know really what they mean, but he's just trying to implement these phrases in everyday life.
Oh, I see.
It's like Office Space.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to need you to not do that, or I'm going to need those TPS reports. And then everybody be like, I don't even know what that is. I don't know what a TPS report is. So I think that he's using 10 phrases that somebody said, this makes you look like you're a powerful person.
Right.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that it's corporate lingo, that it means something somewhere, or it doesn't mean anything anywhere. It's just a phrase. It's just a corporate stock phrase.
Right.
But
makes
I think
look impressive.
Well, I think when somebody says that means they really don't want to.
Right. They'd like you to circle away.
Let's
with
circle
your email.
Back.
Keep circling.
just keep hovering over the airport.
Just walk around.
Right. Hover. And then what's the other thing?
Looking forward to your thoughts.
Oh, yeah.
See, these are catchphrases.
Yeah. Looking forward to your thoughts. What does that mean? I mean, I say that. No, I guess I don't say that.
You don't say looking forward to hearing your thoughts or learning your thoughts?
No, I'd say I'd love to know what you think. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I actually, you know, if I want to know somebody's opinion, I expect a response.
Wow.
So I'm more direct.
Yeah.
I think this is an indirect way of saying something else.
Like I'm not the least bit interested in what you
look forward
are
to
thinking?
Your thoughts, your random thoughts.
It's
like in other words, I don't care.
Verbiage.
It's another stall tactic, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
they're both basically.
It's a blow off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. These are blow offs. But I mean, maybe they mean something if you do have a relationship with somebody, and maybe there is something. But you know, clearly she has a terrible relationship with the boss. So I think she's being blown off even more. He doesn't take her seriously. Or him. I don't know if it's a woman.
Well, actually, he or she, we don't know. No, it says then
he
doesn't.
Yeah, he says things. Yeah.
I think what's true is that he's an avoider as a boss. Mm-hmm. And we know what that's like. It's very, very frustrating to work with this kind of person because they don't ever want to be pinned down, right?
So what do you write back?
Let's talk about it at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
Right.
Get specific. Yes, good. I'm going to hold you to circling back, exactly. Son.
Coming in for a landing, baby.
I'm convinced he's just trying to get a catchphrase going. Something that you could put on a t-shirt. Let's circle right. back t-shirt. Maybe that's what she needs
or
to do.
Or a mug, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you can buy this phrase in the gift shop on a bumper sticker.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. All right, that's too bad.
Yeah, so
that's too bad.
But what we would suggest to this kind of person is to manage up, right, Kathy?
Well, no, I like what you said, which is to pin them down, get yeah. more specific,
yeah,
and say, "Good, I can circle into your office. I can get back into your office by tomorrow." Yeah, and I'll have those thoughts written down for you.
Right,
absolutely.
Right.
Use his words against him in a really specific
yeah,
way.
Yeah, really specific.
There you go. And don't take it personally. Here's the big thing, because you can start to feel neglected, or you can think that you're not important. You are. Maybe not to this person exactly, but you are important. What you have to say is important, and your boss is just an avoider.
Yeah, it's sad in a way that they can't be direct, that they just yeah. can't say what they mean. But I think this is a lot of people do this.
I think that's just mindless chatter. His is just mindless chatter. It's like, this is just what you say. It's like whenever yeah. you bump into somebody on the street and you're like, let's have coffee. You're never going to have coffee with that person. You don't yeah. really. It's just words for words' sake.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So how can you spin it in a way that you could actually use those words to your advantage?
Right.
This is very, you know, I picked up the book, 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I got through the first habit, and then I got distracted by Facebook. I was like, this is not a good sign that I'm going to be an effective person. But yeah, it's one of the things they talk about is like, instead of lamenting it, sort of how can you twist it in a positive way to work to your advantage? So yeah. if he says, I'm looking forward to your thoughts.
Great.
Right. Here are my thoughts, and yeah. I will circle back to your office at 9 a.m., and we can talk about these thoughts.
Yeah, yeah. So get specific. I think
proactive,
that's what you
yeah.
got to do. Yeah. All right. We have another question?
We sure do. I work with a colleague who sends me emails all day long, and I sit right next to her. I have
this.
Asked her over and over again just to speak to me. She says, okay, then sends me an email. Should I just go with it?
Yeah. I think it's so funny.
What, is this an avoider, Catherine?
This is someone who's more comfortable digitally than interpersonally.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I think this is generational.
I was just going to say that.
Cell
this is generational.
Yeah. And texting. I mean, you know, I think this is generational.
Please, I've texted my husband when we're sitting on the couch
yeah,
together.
Yeah, I do too. I always do.
Yeah, it's just easier.
Well, it's easier, and also I don't feel like screaming, like, can you wake me up tomorrow? So I just text
yeah.
him. And actually he responds faster.
I know.
Then if I actually
what does that tell
to
you?
Wow.
We're going to live in a world where nobody has to speak ever again.
I think that this person should text, phone, and email all at the same time if they can.
Just blow up all
to
of her units.
To her coworker and say, could we talk?
Yeah, and then Tumblr her and Twitter her and
exactly.
Instagram her.
Instagram
that photo. Picture of her.
Tag her.
Yes. Emailing.
If there's a way to coordinate all of your social media to do it all at once, that's amazing.
Yeah, I mean, are we going to change this person?
I don't think so, I hate to say. I feel like we live in a world where this is the norm now.
Yeah.
And it's insane when you're sitting right next to somebody.
I think it can be a problem, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And,
sure.
And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, every company has to figure this out, whether they want people to talk mm-hmm. in real time or they just want them to send messages. And figure that out.
But if I'm the person who has the colleague who sends me emails all day long and I sit right next to her, can I just turn to her and respond to her email?
You could. I mean, I was thinking I was sitting here thinking. I was thinking that maybe this is a paper trail for this person.
Uh-huh, for the emailer.
Yeah, that maybe this person always feels they have to have it all in writing, all of their communication.
That is really giving her a lot of credit.
But if it's like, can you please pass me the stapler? Or, do you have a pen I could borrow for the meeting at 10 o'clock?
Right. Like, that's what the messages are, then no.
But you know what's so interesting? In law firms, at least as I've been told, and lawyers often will commit nothing to writing because
right.
they don't want
right.
to be caught on anything.
Right.
So on the one hand, yes, possibly she's documenting. But on the other hand, probably there are a number of things that if she spoke them would give her less scrutiny.
Yeah. Learn from the Chris Christie debacle, right?
Right.
It's like, I'm going to text you, something's going down in Jersey. It can be dangerous when you over Twitter, you know? It's weird. We live in a world where that is truly the norm now, and you don't really have to talk to anybody if you don't want
to. No, you don't.
Yeah, it's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough one because the technology is available. It's there, and it does work. It is effective. But I think if you're sitting next to someone, there's something really socially off.
Correct.
And maybe you don't want to talk to her.
Maybe.
Think about it.
My tendency would be, and it's funny, Erin, because you've talked about this before, infusing the humor in something.
Oh,
I think I would just at least try. You cannot lose. The next time she sends you an email, just, you know.
Turn around.
Turn around or peek around your cubby and say, hey, got your email.
I always go for that dry approach.
Yeah.
Nothing is funnier than like, wow, I'm going to take the time to turn to my right instead of using my hands to type this to you. I'm going to use my voice to tell you how I feel. I know this is out of the ordinary for you, Gen Y, but roll with me.
Yahoo.com.
Exactly. If we only text to each other, then I'm out of a job because this voice, you know?
Right.
That's the gig.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead.
Think there's so much more when we speak. There's tone. There's, you know, attitude, humor. There's all kinds of things. An email, it can be misread so easily.
Absolutely.
And it's difficult to know where somebody's coming from. So we're losing something.
I mean, my 70-something-year-old aunt just learned how to email, but she hasn't figured out the caps lock yet. So everything she sends to me looks like she's screaming it.
Right.
Like, I can't wait to see you on Sunday. I will be bringing a cake. I'm like, oh, somebody tell her that the caps is reserved for when you're really upset with me.
Yeah.
So, you know, things get lost in translation.
Yeah, they do. Culturally, it's a problem. For our society.
I know, and I don't know that's going to change anytime soon. I got to say, it's wild. I just did a reading of a show, and they were taking pictures the whole time, and suddenly my phone exploded, and they had posted a picture of me on Twitter, like, within 30 seconds, and I thought, that's a picture of the whole backside of me. I was like, is there any other angle you could have gotten and passed this by before you put it on a social media site for the world to see?
Yeah.
We're working in a world where that happens, and it's fast, and it's instant gratification. Or remorse, depending on what's posted.
It is. Well, I think, and to your point, what we all have to accept, which is hard to accept, is we don't have control. We just don't have control over someone's digital habits. You don't.
Right.
Unless, as you say, Kathy, it's office policy.
Right.
Now, you could bring it up and create a policy. You could bring it to your team and say, can we establish something, some, you know, rules, some email etiquette.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, that'd be a horrible policy.
Well, I think a lot of companies are grappling with, when do you not send an email? When do you actually get up and talk?
Right.
And can we do more of that? I think everybody's grappling with that and trying to figure that out right now. But I think that this is something that goes on so much that you don't even realize. I mean, if somebody's on another floor, you know, then you're emailing them. That's one thing. But somebody that sits next to you, that's really awkward.
Next to her. That is hilarious. It's really awkward to me. There's so much funny to be mined in that.
Yes, there is. Yes.
If you're the person having that done to you, if you have got to make it a dry, hilarious delivery every time this girl emails you, literally just turn your head to the right and be like, well, hey, I'm here, and you could have said this to me, but here we are.
Yeah. Or you could just turn and say, yes, I agree. That's a good idea.
Yes.
And then you're done.
Lunch at one would be great. So air is free. You might as well use the oxygen to speak your response.
Show, don't tell. That's what I would say. Yeah. Model the behavior you'd like and see what happens.
Well, I think that's it for this topic, although we clearly could go on longer. So just, Erin, where can people find you? Facebook is one?
Yes, Facebook. Wacky Ginger is my name on Facebook.
It is
on
Wacky.
Face. Like it's Italian.
Facebook.
On the Facebook. You can find me as Erin McGuire. That's M-A-G-U-I-R-E. It's such a drama. People love to misspell my name.
Yeah, of course.
M-C-G. I get it all the time. MCQ is an extra entertaining way of spelling my name, but I'm MAG. And you can find me on Facebook. You can find me on my website, which desperately needs to be updated, erinmcguire.com, and on Twitter as well.
Oh, that's right. You can see her rear end.
And you can see a picture of mine.
The exclusive Aaron Maguire photo.
It's my best angle.
It probably is.
Oh, that day? Lord. Give a girl some warning. I would have done some Pilates or something beforehand.
Thank you so much. And absolutely. Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Join us next time for another My Crazy Office podcast. And don't forget to send your questions to info@mycrazyoffice.co.